content, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Arriving back in Washington in the past hours, President Trump, having left the G7 summit in Canada because of the Iran-Israel fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president was asked if he's looking for a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Yeah. Giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Happening several times, the most recent hours ago, Palestinians shot dead by, witnesses say, Israeli troops near a food aid center run by a new U.S.-Israeli military group. 51 dead, says the Gaza Health Ministry. No comment from the Israeli military. One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, see Ukrainian officials. One of the doctors accused of supplying ketamine to the Friends TV star Matthew Perry before his overdose death is now expected to plead guilty. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As lawmakers in the Joint Finance Committee continue debating and scrutinizing the state's next biennial budget, Green Bay Area Public School Superintendent Vicki Bayer pleads for increased school funding. Bayer sent a letter to the Joint Finance Committee last week and another to local lawmakers this week, asking them to increase funding for special education programs and to increase per pupil state funding by at least $325. The Joint Finance Committee gutted Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget, which included increases to school funding. When first responders arrive at any scene, whether it be an accident, a criminal arrest, a house fire, or other traumatic event, the most vulnerable people there are the children. Reach a Child is an organization based in Madison dedicated to helping first responders connect with and comfort children in a crisis using books. Kate Mann, Reach a Child Executive Director.
In these reach bags are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Currently, Reach a Child supplies 350 first responder organizations throughout Wisconsin with the bags. They want to do more.
Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So
to donate, host a book drive, or submit your first responder organization to receive the Reach bags, visit reachachild.org. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right reads defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Matinee on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manner will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello. Happy Tuesday to you. Good looking Tuesday out there.
Oh, it's going to be awesome today. Did you see
that? Yes. I thought it was good. You know what? Yesterday, though, I went to one part of town and it had rained a bunch, and the other part of town, not a drop. That was like the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And it was actually right up here, almost heading towards your area, where, you know, it's all wet and then everywhere else bone dry. Yeah. So something must have just swept through. Yep. Told you about my night.
Yeah, you had a bad night.
Not something that you want to talk about too much about getting sick.
But it's funny. You got sick and I was cooking. So yeah. It's a good thing we didn't call each other.
But I'm just doing this as a public service announcement.
Yeah,
I try to help people health wise.
Pretty much it's really not a PSA, because I think everybody knows what you're going to say.
Maybe not. Yeah, okay. Maybe not. Don't eat spoiled Greek yogurt.
Breaking news. Okay. John, everybody knows that. You should have done that.
But you can't tell the difference because it always tastes weird. So I was eating and it's like, it tastes kind of sour. Does it always taste this sour? Huh.
Some of us look at the date, but anyway, go ahead.
I couldn't find my glasses.
Okay.
All right. And wow, does that get you? And you wouldn't think so, because basically yogurt is a bacterial type of thing. You know, it's made up of spores. And, you know, normally it's called gut health.
Yeah.
Gut spores.
And so what happened? You ate it and you didn't stop. It didn't taste good. And you thought, well, that's yogurt. So you kept eating it.
I put some, you know, what my favorite fruit in the world is this tomato, cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Isn't cantaloupe one of the great tasting fruits of all time?
Yeah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah. Although a pain in the butt to clean, huh?
It is. It's work. That's why we miss our moms.
But that's all. Do you ever see, if you buy one of those little containers these days, like $9 for where they're cut up?
I've never seen it cut up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In the little plastic containers? Oh, yeah.
For the lazy man.
Yeah.
Hmm. No.
The rich lazy man. Not just the lazy man. Not for a poor lazy man like myself. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah. I thought maybe that would kill their taste and everything would be okay.
That just gives me a stomachache just thinking about it.
I know. Don't do it, people. I'm telling you that right now. Yeah. Don't do it.
No.
Okay. So hope I'm saving somebody today.
All right.
By doing that. Yeah. So happy Tuesday to you. Todd on vacation. Hope he's having a great time. Hope he's sleeping in. Hope he comes back refreshed.
I think he needed that vacation.
He was a little stressed.
Right. We're talking and even one of my radio listeners just said, I think Todd needs vacation. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah. He just got a little
wired.
He's
been working. Well, he works.
All the time. This is nothing.
It is. This is just
this
nothing.
This is just setting the table for the rest of his day.
Right. Oh, man. And he does.
Despite leaving at 4:30, getting up at 3:30 and driving 4:30.
The side hustles. We don't deal with corporate.
He's looking for ghosts.
Right. But no, you and I don't deal with corporate, right? We're an island. And when they invite us to stuff, we're like, I'm too busy. He handles all that for us. So he's got that pressure too. But.
Well, okay, but.
What? It's corporate. Be nice.
I know. But Remember the time we were sitting at the corporate table and they got up and left us?
Yes. It's
just throwing that out
all right,
there.
They,
so I'm not so sure they want to hang with us.
Could be.
You agree with
and
that?
I'm
let's be honest. I didn't get
that
up from their table and go somewhere else.
That's true.
Somebody did. Got up from our table and went and sat somebody else somewhere else.
That's okay though. Yeah. I mean, I could do care, right? I want to make money and be, you know, great company, but I going down and what's going on and corporate, Todd can do that.
Yeah, he's perfect at that.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Perfect. He's the guy. He's the guy. Right. Today is Apple Strudel Day. Got to love the Apple Strudel.
Oh, yeah. That, not today, though, right?
Any day.
No, really? And then it's 90 out or 80?
I can take it. Cherry Tart Day. Mm-mm. Hate it. Hate cherry. Hate cherry. Anything cherry I don't like. Isn't that crazy? Except for like maraschino cherries. I just don't like cherries.
When you were kids, you guys didn't go cherry picking?
Yeah, we had these beautiful cherry trees in our yard.
Oh.
And me and my buddy, we were probably 7, 8 years old. His grandma said, hey, pick enough cherries and we'll bake a pie. Okay?
Right.
We picked the cherries, give them to her. We're tearing in. She says, oh, just so you know, I didn't have enough sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? There's no sugar.
There's your
tart. And we're by. It's just, and I hope you guys didn't expect me to pit them.
Oh, jeez. Wow. So they were tart and they had pits in them. Yeah, I can see why you have an aversion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like cherry picking is always, but you need sugar in those tart cherries.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
right?
You run out.
Yeah, there was no sugar and they were full of pits.
Yeah.
How did I can visualize that sitting there like you can't believe. Isn't that funny when you're 7 years old, you visualize that
there
like
some
nothing?
Things.
Yeah.
There are some things that come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Today is Bunker Hill Day.
All right.
Crocodile Day. Have you seen some of those things in Florida with some of those crocodiles, how big they are?
Oh, yeah.
They had that one. It was like 21 feet or something. And it was like in a neighborhood.
Right.
It was like in a neighborhood. Yeah. In a pond. It was like, yeah.
I don't know. They walk so weird. They're almost like a little monster.
What did you see? Oh, my God. You want to talk about a terrible way to go. That couple was vacationing in Florida, and they were kayaking. And it was only like 4 feet of water. And there was this big, like, 18-footer under the water. And he overturned their canoe or overturned their kayak and ate the woman in front of the guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about the guy in Africa who is like kind of a philanthropist for wildlife, and he was in like a you have the pickup truck and then you have those like campers on the back above that on top of that he had like a place you sleep outside,
right?
Like it's almost camping.
Yeah.
So guys who are, and he was 60, a lot of times they have to go to the bathroom.
Remember that
used
to sound old.
Yeah, those young guys.
Oh, he's a young fella.
He's a youngin.
He's just a kid. The hell is he doing out there alone?
Did you guys see that? It's kind of sad. He was in Africa on a safari, and I had that great experience. But he had to go to the bathroom. So he went, just, you know, climbed down.
Yeah.
At, you know, whatever, 2, 3 in the morning, you know, whatever time to get. And there was a lion in wait, waiting for him.
No.
And, yeah, he ate him.
No.
I think about his wife was up there. So it's just the opposite, right?
Wow.
That guy saw his wife get killed by an alligator. This guy,
he couldn't just whiz off the top of the thing.
Right. I mean,
come on.
Right.
I do that now here.
Right. I just, I don't know what he was. Wow.
Unreal.
So, yeah, then and that line was like, I don't know, like it was hungry. So it kind of was like waiting. It wasn't happenstance.
Smelled them or something.
Oh yeah,
he was just waiting for the chance.
Waiting for him for a couple hours. And
unbelievable.
I know why he didn't go off the top.
Wow.
I don't know, wake up his wife or what, but
wow.
Anyway,
or at least have her go down first to just check things.
Well,
out.
Sure. Go see if everything's fine. That's what I would. Yeah.
Right. Hon, would you just run down there? Here's a flashlight.
I think everything's fine.
It's like, I think I left my keys down there. Could you go try to find them? I can't find my glasses. And check it out.
Wait, why didn't you just have like a jar up there?
Like,
why did
you
do that?
Anything. Wow.
Anyway,
okay, then.
I know. And he was like a nice guy to the wildlife, so I don't know.
Oh, they're the ones that, because they know you're an easy mark. They sense that stuff. Sense, you know, they do. They, you know, it's just like that guy, the grizzly bear guy. Remember that guy? The bears have accepted me as part of their family. I live amongst them as one in harmony with nature. Steve's remains were found along the trail.
Those gorilla people that happens to that one lady in New York. Remember she had that orangutan?
Yeah. Ate her face.
Yep. No. But my alligator, my nice alligator story, though, I told you this before, but was when, this is, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, that guy was walking his dog, and that alligator came out of that pond and took him.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then I just, like, I was all freaked out about that. So I chased that story down, called the reporters in Dallas, and then I ended up, said, can I send some money for your dog for repairs? Because I talked to his wife, and she's like, no, you know, I can't tell you how many people have called.
Oh, that.
Because people, you know, they like dogs, and they, I don't know, we don't like
alligators. And then you'll have just as many people saying, that poor alligator, he was just doing what, you know, Mother Nature told him to do.
The guy went in there and just opened the jaws and took the dog out. Yeah. Anyway, but they had a... I don't know, some conservation or some society. She was just sending the money there. So anyway, it was, those stories can be, that's a terrible way to go. Because it doesn't happen right away.
I think that would be as bad of a way, because they drowned you first, I think. The alligators do, the crocodiles. They drowned you. They pull you down, they flip you over or something.
Can you imagine that, that 2 minutes or however long it takes?
Not good. Not good. Not good. I used to watch, what was it, Swamp Hunters, where those guys were, they'd go after. I didn't think it was a very cool thing, though, where they would put out those hunks of chicken, and then the crocs would, you know, get hooked, and then they'd go and they'd just shoot it in the head. That's not much of a sport.
No, I saw, but they shoot them off the side of the boat. Yeah, no. Come on. That's not cheating. No.
But.
Get in there with the alligators.
Do something. Come on. But now you see what they're doing? They're going after those pythons.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That. And those are.
I love that one guy with the real Cajun accent. Ooh, dear boy, look at that big boy. Ooh, that's a big fella, dear boy. Ooh, Lordy, look at that jaw on that boy. No, I don't want to get hold of him.
I know.
Yeah.
No teeth. His brother's the same thing.
Same
and
thing.
His dad.
Absolutely. Love those guys.
That, I hope those guys are getting paid.
But those pythons are amazing. Yeah.
And that's a problem.
It's taking over the Everglades.
Right.
And it's killing like a lot of good stuff. Those things will eat those things will eat a pig. It's mind-boggling.
So if you get one, are those edible?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder what you'd like do with them. You know what I mean?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know.
I wouldn't eat it if it was on the menu. I don't like snakes. But
you said you had some, right? Didn't you eat rattlesnake or something one time? I thought you told me that.
Those are my boots.
Oh, I thought you ate rattlesnake one time, though.
You know what? I did.
I thought so.
I did. I had rattlesnake one time.
In Colorado or someplace?
Yeah, I had rattlesnake. It was on the menu. I tried it, and it was not to like taste like chicken, but it was, it was like cubes.
Okay.
It wasn't like a steak or anything. It was like cubes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Wow, I just remember that. I did have that once. Okay. It didn't do anything for me. I think I just did it to do
just
it.
Just to say you ate rattlesnake.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? It's also Recycling Workers Week. Waste to Recycling Workers Week.
What does that mean?
You know, the people that pick up your recycling, all those things. That job would have been so much more fun about 20 years ago.
Why?
Because now it's so automated.
Yeah, totally.
But back in those days, you could go through people's stuff.
Oh, yeah, that way.
Oh, my God. I had a buddy who did that. In fact, I bet he's listening. He used to give me so much cool stuff.
Yeah, that is true. Because right now, they don't even see it.
No, you're not even allowed to. And I don't think you're allowed to take it.
Yeah. And people,
I still check out stuff. Do you?
What do you mean? Oh, on the curb?
Yeah.
No.
Like I will knock on the door though. Like if I see something, like
it's on the curb, it's free game.
I know, but just to be,
that's nice.
Like there was a lady had an army trunk out, and I went and knocked on the door. I said, "Hey, are you throwing?" She said, "Oh yeah." I said, "Can I give you something for?" Oh no. I said, "Well, how about just even $10?" Oh, well, that's nice. You know, just to be courteous that you're not just
a hoarder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, I picked up some cool furniture.
There's a thing. There's people.
Yeah.
It's the same truck. It drives around, and I don't know what they do with it though, because you gotta have like a have a warehouse. You can't take that stuff home.
I just stored it in my garage. I couldn't park in the garage.
I was gonna say, what would you do with your car?
You gotta make sacrifice someplace.
Understanding wife. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, we got a full lineup for you, folks. We are here in a beautiful 67 degree morning, partly cloudy, some scattered showers, high in the 80s. Yeah. Beautiful day in summertime.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me. And we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. So we're mentioning today also some birthdays today. Venus Williams, 45. Aaron and Diane Murphy. Tabitha, 61.
Wow.
The little girl from Bewitched.
Yeah.
Wow.
61. Oh, my God.
Greg Kinnear, 62. He was so great in fact, you were there. The night of the big banquet for the Medal of Honor convention.
Oh, yeah.
Back at Oneida.
Yep.
Was that Oneida? And I sat with him.
Yes, it was at Oneida.
And I said, "What did you think?" Because he was a Medal of Honor recipient, obviously. And if you saw the movie We Were Soldiers Once, it was called We Were Soldiers Once, he was the helicopter. Snake was his call sign. He was the helicopter pilot, right. The guy that I was sitting with. And Greg Kinnear played him. And he said, phenomenal. He said, he just thought he was just great. He said he was a lot cooler than I was and a lot more whatever, but he was really, really happy with Greg Kinnear's. Cool. He said he had it all down.
Studied him and, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
That was kind of cool. So I've always been a big fan of Greg Kinnear after that. Joe Piscopo, 74. Whatever happened to Joe Piscopo?
Yeah, I don't.
Remember how popular he was? Yeah. Then he roided out.
What do you mean?
He got big into roids. Just like bizarre into steroids. And then got fired or whatever from Saturday Night Live and just kind of disappeared.
Right.
Yeah. Barry Manilow, 82. Happy birthday, Barry. Many more.
And Newt.
Newt Gingrich, 82.
I don't. Both those guys are 82. I don't know that they've met each other. Wow, two different people.
Khan.
He is, yeah. He's
the only you got to play. You know you got to play today?
What's that?
At the Copacabana. Or, hottest spot north of Havana.
Or,
yeah, I know that song, but I know it from Friends because they played it.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're going to play it right now today.
Okay.
Yes. I guess text here from Sarah says, hey, Jim, will you be at the city concert tomorrow night? I am volunteering for it.
Oh, yes, I will. Absolutely. I have some friends coming over. Yes, we will be there, Sarah. Absolutely. Sarah, I live right there. So you can stop over, popcorn, lemonade. I'm going to have, I don't know what I'm going to make tomorrow, but yeah, I'm on my front porch every city band concert. Yeah, I will be there.
There you go, sir. You get open stop invitation. Over.
You do. You have an open invite. You can park in my driveway, too, if you want.
Use his bathroom?
Yeah, do that.
Whatever you need, sir. Tell all your friends.
No, I've got to stop there. But, yes, absolutely. I don't know what the theme is tomorrow. I have that.
Who's playing?
The city band.
Oh, the city. Okay.
And they play every Wednesday for the next 9 Wednesdays.
All right.
Every Wednesday, 7 o'clock. And it's different themes. They may do a Star Wars theme. Obviously, on 4th of July, they do the whole patriotic. But they do old show tunes. They'll do a country western, and they're good. That band, they get paid, but they're very good. We've enjoyed that for 15, 20 years.
So. That's cool.
Yeah, and that band show there was donated by I forgot his name. He kind of made it big in Hollywood. Actor.
Tony Shalhoub.
Nope, it was. Everybody says that it wasn't. It wasn't Tony Shalhoub, but it was.
What other actors came out of here?
But they obviously knew each other, both went to East, and
he's I
met
actor?
Him, he's dead, but I met him, I don't know, whenever he donated that, probably, I don't know, that was a long time
Charlton
ago.
Charlton Heston.
No, that's Two Rivers guy. All right, I'll have to find that during the break. But he donated that band shell, which, two reasons I like that. One, it looks cool, but secondly, it solidified the band playing at that park, because... You know, people would, they could rotate.
Oh, you got me now. Now I'm really stumped. Who? What other actors from Green Bay?
It was a, you probably wouldn't, it was a soap.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
But his Plex on there. I was there when he dedicated it.
Okay, we got to find out who this is.
All right, anyway, that St. James
Not
Park.
Liberace, was it?
I wouldn't know that.
Cheese Curd Nick says, hot dog bar at the mayor's house tonight.
Nick, yeah, well, that is.
Everybody's welcome to stop over.
No.
What?
No, the reason why I'm having that. So the Big Mouth is playing at St. James Park tonight at 7 o'clock. And that is.
I thought you said the city band was playing.
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Tonight. So we have a neighborhood association. There's many of those in Green Bay. And you do certain events. And people have back-to-school picnics. They have rummage sales. And,
so you guys have back-to-back concerts in that park?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So tonight is Big Mouth. That is... The city band concerts are extremely popular. 400 or 500 people. I don't know how many people are going to come tonight. But this is put on by the Neighborhood Association, by Astor
but
Neighborhood.
It's Big Mouth.
Yeah. They were there last year, too.
Oh, that's huge.
They're great and they're fun.
You having all them over your house afterwards then?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool.
When I talk to them, you guys want to come over, hot dog bar and Spotted Cow? Oh, yeah. And Donna's like, were they coming over before or after? They're probably going to come over after.
Yeah, I would think.
Very few performers eat before they put on a show.
I remember I tried actually, it's kind of ironic. Last summer, I went to Cheese Curd Nick's place. Had one of those big hot dogs. He has those really good hot dogs.
I know he does. I can't compete with him, so I don't want any criticism from him.
But
either,
I brought some cheese curds, fried cheese curds, over to Dennis from the Glam Band.
Oh,
they were playing at the Sardine Can.
Yeah.
And to a man, none of them wanted any. They were still setting up that, but no, we don't eat anything before the show.
But did you eat before you talked? I never did.
Oh, as often as possible, as much as possible. It never bothered me. Never.
Last year.
Especially when it's those small town places. I remember a couple years ago, I had a speak at the Ladies American Legion Auxiliary in a little town right by Wild Rose. I can't remember what it was. And every single thing was homemade by these ladies. One of the ladies there was 100 years old, and she had made one of the... And it was just...
That you can just tell, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love those small town banquet foods.
But I eat after. Like we had Talk of the Town played last year, and then they came over after. That was fun. I mean, those guys are awesome. But yeah, whenever they want to come over, I told them, look, you guys, you're welcome. But yeah, it's simple. I'm not having this big like Christmas party thing. It's just simple. It's hot dogs. I made baked beans. They tasted great. Yeah. Made them last night, and you know, just
so a party at your house with Big Mouse and all their friends. And fans. All right.
No.
I'll tell you later.
Stay at the park.
As soon as we come back, I'll announce the actual address.
Yeah.
Cool. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Calumet and Outagamie counties, along with the municipalities of Appleton, Buchanan, Harrison, and Kaukauna, are working with the East Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission to secure $800,000 in federal funds to study ways to reduce traffic-related deaths and injuries along County KK in the Fox Cities. Studies show that there were 823 crashes on County KK between 2018 and 2022. Planners attribute the number of crashes to congestion from 441 and increased development. The 2024 Comprehensive Safety Action Plan identified the County KK corridor as a top priority among dangerous intersections and roads. Together, the counties and municipalities will supply $160,000 towards this study. Green Bay Elders Alyssa Prophet and Joey Presley won a resolution opposing conversion therapy in the city. Conversion therapy is the process of causing a homosexual person to become heterosexual, a practice shown to have dangerous mental impacts on the LGBTQ+ community. The Protection and Policy Committee voted 2-2 on the resolution yesterday, so it now goes to the Green Bay Common Council for a vote on June 24th, with no recommendation from the committee. Tickets for the highly anticipated Packers Family Night at Lambeau Field on August 2nd are now on sale, exclusively through Ticketmaster. Family Night will feature a full practice of the 2025 Green Bay Packers team, plus jersey giveaways, Thunderstick giveaways, music, and a fireworks show to wrap the night up. Doors will open at 5:30, warm-ups at 7, and the full practice will begin at 7:30. See the story on our website for a link to purchase tickets. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk. And then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Pied Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Schmear that is transported by them. Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from Adventures in Canada, will be joining us.
Start talking. This guy. So you like
Thank you very much, Conrad.
Of course.
It was very nice of you to do that.
Birthday boy.
Yeah. Is it your birthday?
No. It's Barry Manilow. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Cons. How you hitting him these days, Convoy?
I'm hitting him pretty nice, actually, right now, yeah.
So what do you shoot?
I mean, typically between 100 and 110, but.
Okay, that's good.
I did get a 96.
Nice,
that's good.
On my birthday, actually.
Very nice.
Last week.
Very cool. Courses are in great shape this year, I heard, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful out there right now.
Yeah.
Where do you play?
I play all over Green Bay.
Actually. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. One place I go to a lot, though, because it's not as expensive, because it's only $9, but the Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Woods is great.
Woods always been great.
Yeah.
Good place to get through around quick.
Yes.
Type of
yes.
thing. And yeah. Oh, that's great. You know, it's got a lot. I mean, Hilly Haven was always popular. Oh, yeah. You know, kind of little places.
Yeah. In Luxembourg, they have a decent course, too. That's
Northbrook?
Yeah.
Well, that's more than decent. That's a great course.
That's where kids took lessons, but I want to go back to the Woods because they weren't, they were kids, right? But we would like to golf on Sundays, so we would go, and we would just sign up for the last tee time because I don't want them to get nervous.
Absolutely.
So we would a lot of times only get in six holes.
Sure.
But you know what?
That's the best way to do it.
They needed to just get comfortable because I didn't want anybody, yelling at them. But the Woods is great. Then that wasn't that expensive.
No.
That was a while ago, too. I mean,
I think it's like $28 for around there.
There's a lot of little courses around here that you can get a good deal on.
And Northbrook's fun. Yeah. And,
Royal Scott.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Love that place.
Yeah.
Love Royal Scott.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of great places around here.
We had a tournament Friday. I was there last week at the one on 41.
That's Mid Valley.
That's 27 holes, and they're going to add 9 more. Did you hear that?
I didn't know they were going to add more.
That's what the guy said who took me out. That's a huge course, and that is some – they must be making money because, boy, that's prime land to develop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm surprised that you got two courses so close to each other there with – what is it, Irish Waters?
No.
I always call it that. It's not it.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of the
name. It's by the nuclear plant-looking type things there.
Oh, on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes.
No, what is it? Somebody help. Not Irish Waters. No. It's, You know another fun little course, though? Crystal Springs in Seymour.
Oh, yeah. I went there for the first time.
That's a fun course.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were on the second hole, and it started downpouring.
Oh. Yeah.
So I got a free round there.
Oh, nice.
I still haven't gone back yet.
I love that place. I've done a million tournaments out there for different types of things. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, golf in the state of Wisconsin, people don't realize how big it is. How popular it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of the Arizonas and the Californias and the Floridas and the whatever.
Yeah, that's big.
It's crazy up here. It really is. There aren't many golf courses closing down.
And there was something just on TV about women's golf.
Yeah.
Do you know that? It's incredible how that's grown.
Oh, I know.
It's
just but the state of Wisconsin, I mean, having the Women's Open this year.
Right.
I mean,
34%.
Wisconsin has become a golf mecca, quietly.
34% of the golfers are women.
Yeah.
And it was 15, like not that long ago, in 2000. So that's cool. I mean, I think that's great. And they had some lady on there who, if you followed women's golf, you would know her, but some super famous lady.
Well, think about it, though. Years and years ago, like when we were in high school, okay, I didn't know a single girl that golfed.
No.
I mean, and if there was, it's because her dad was a member of the country club or whatever, and, you know, she worked there, and that's right. How she went. But there were no other little courses to just kind of, like, learn on.
Did any moms golf?
None. I didn't know of a single one.
Neither.
Didn't know of a single one. Yep. Got this one from Sparky. He says, personally, I prefer bowling over golf because I have never lost a bowling ball. Hey, I told you that story. It doesn't matter how much money a guy has.
Oh, that's funny.
If you find a lost ball, I told you that a friend of mine who's got more money, he could burn his money and he'd still have more than us. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I found, we're golfing. I found one. I go, oh, didn't find mine. But I found, let me have that. I lost one on the last hole.
Okay.
The guy had $18 million in his checking account, but he wanted that free golf.
Oh. That's probably why he's got his $18 million.
Royal St. Patrick's. Thank you, Carl Brady. Right. That's it. That's a long, hard course.
It is.
That one is a long. And you want to talk about losing golf balls? You are going to lose a lot of golf balls in that course.
You know what I think is a tough course is that Green Bay Country Club.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that'll wear you out.
Yeah, I'm not a great golfer. I'm not a good golfer. That's
And you know what the worst part about that course is?
What?
People can sit on in the bar and watch you tee off and watch you as you come up on your 18th hole. And they're all sitting there, three sheets to win, watching you finish up. Yeah.
But what a great...
Well, actually, you know what was a real big gym when it started was Mishicot.
Yeah. I've golfed there a billion times.
Yeah.
And they have three
What's
courses.
Wrong?
They
My
got 27.
Because there was that kind of links course. You know who I did a thing with there one time?
But that's 27 holes there. Are they red, white, and blue? That's...
But is that, you know, with the long grass, or was like a Scotland type thing?
Yeah, no.
You know who did a thing there one time was Bob Hope. He was there for... I think I
remember that.
This
I think my
mid-80s.
Dad was...
But 86, was 87?
Okay. Was that late? I thought it was a little earlier. Okay,
well, maybe 85. Whatever. Right. What of that era?
Really?
Yeah. And I still remember because it was like we're having a press conference for him. Okay. And what's the name of that course? Why can't I think of it? Mishicot. Okay. Whatever. So they're having the press conference and there's people bring him in. He's like an hour late. Okay. And he said, well, he had some a friend visit or something. Okay. So he gets up there. Okay. And, you know, he had like an MC. So, Bob, you know, how about when you played with, well, let me tell you. Blah, blah. So then he started taking questions. So I asked, you know, a question, and he was, huh? What? Who? What? Huh? Like looking around. He was off script.
Oh, he was one of those canned guys? Yeah.
So then I did the question, and they repeated it to him. And then, boom, he became Bob Hope.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
But they say, I was reading a thing.
What was he doing in
Fox Hills? Yeah, Fox Hills.
Of course, Fox Hills. That. Fox what was Hills. He doing there?
Was it for Shopko? Did Shopko used to have their big thing there?
I don't think they had it there. They had big golf outing, but I don't think
I know it was Bob Hills. Hope at Fox Hills.
Wow.
Yes. I know that for
I just wonder why he went Mishicot. I think Fox Hills was, not Fox Hills, Shopko. Didn't they? I think they were at Oneida, weren't they?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Shopko.
Wow.
Maybe it wasn't Bob Hope. I don't know.
No, he was definitely there. Bob Hope was, at Fox
Hills.
He
was there. But then I was reading a thing about Johnny Carson hated having Bob Hope on his show because everything had to be scripted.
Oh.
Had to be 100% scripted. And it's just funny. I could see it there where he had the character Bob Hope versus this, 80-something-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he still played golf that day. We followed him around for a while and everything. Yeah.
Wow. And that's...
You know what's funny? I can tell you what I was funny. So my cameraman, I remember he started laughing. He comes, he's getting the shot of Bob. He goes, it's a great effing day. It's like, to hear Bob Hope. He goes, yeah, where it was. That was kind of funny.
Wow.
Got this one from Brian. He says, I'm such a bad golfer. I lost a ball at UWGB, went back the next year, and it's such a consistently bad shot. I found the exact same ball next to each other. No one else had hit one near it. That was a fun little course out there.
Yeah.
Too bad that closed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that'd be fun to have on a golf course. You know, when you're going to school and you got a golf course on your campus? No?
Really? You think we need a golf course?
You got a golf team.
And there's so many other golf courses, and they weren't making money there.
I know, but that's a nice little perk when you're going to school there, isn't it? You don't think so?
I don't.
Well, I would.
Yes, it's a great perk. I don't know that a necessary perk. I think that's what it came down to. It wasn't. What do they do with all that land?
I have no idea.
Develop that?
I don't know.
Think about golf courses. They're in some pretty good. And that's got to be a real decision. Do we stay golfing or do we? You know, because you're only what, 5 months maybe. Four?
Hey, you know what I've never seen. You know what I like to see that? Sometime? Curly Lambeau's cabin. Have you ever seen Curly Lambeau's cabin?
Yes.
What do they do with that? Is that for sale? I'd like to buy that and move there.
No. I thought, I don't know. I'm going to get over my skis here. I thought they were going to try to sell it, but you
that's
would
what
have
I
to,
thought
no, no,
too.
No, but I don't think you could, I don't think it stayed there for some reason. That's GB's property, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did they move it?
I don't know. And there was, they used it for some retreats, but I mean, that's nothing. But the Curly Lambeau's, the good house is on Irwin. Is that Irwin?
You know where he lived?
Yeah.
Where he was born?
Yeah.
I think so.
But I mean, that's they've done a good job with that house. Have you been to any parties?
No. Well, okay. Yeah, I've seen it, but, right. But I've never been in it. But his wife, Marguerite, was a good friend of mine.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
And
yeah.
She lived, I actually went to pick her up one time, and she lived in their same house in Alloway over off of Riverside.
Oh.
And they lived there for forever, yeah. Pretty much. She stayed there then forever, even after Curly hooked up with that starlet. And brought her back. Yeah. Yeah.
Did she stay loyal? Did she support him?
She was great. She was fine. She was just a classy lady.
Okay, never mind her.
But... You know, one of those ladies worked for Prangies her whole life then or something and just had a great, just super, super. Like I told her, we're going to go for lunch. It was me, her, and Lindy Infante's wife, Stephanie. And we thought that was going to be really cool. The first Packer coach wife and the current Packer coach wife. You know, separated by like 60 years.
Right.
And she was, I want to say she was 92, if I'm not mistaken. And I said, what time do you want us to pick you up, Marguerite? She goes, what for? And I'm thinking, oh boy, she doesn't remember. I said, well, you know, for the lunch. I think. She says, well, young man, I know that, but why do you need to pick me up? I said, well, how are you getting there? She goes, young man, I've been driving since 1927. I think I know how to get to the Union Hotel.
Love it.
Like, okay, Marguerite. And it was like so great. And I still got the card that she sent to my mom. You know, she sent my mom a nice little card. Had lunch with your son, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Classy people.
Classy, classy people.
Yeah, that's cool.
I still say anybody that sends a thank you note, a thank you card.
Handwritten.
You will always be remembered. Somebody will always remember that. Yeah. That means a lot.
It does. And it is. They tell you to do it. And people don't do it.
Yep.
I mean, they just like, look, if you really want to make an impact on someone, anything from selling cars to real estate to just being a good, you know, classy person.
Yep.
But yeah, those are that thing of the past.
It really, truly. Yeah. And you know what? An email doesn't do it.
Yeah. Better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. Right. But
no.
Yeah.
It's really. And yeah, I remember just making those kids sit down and write out your graduation.
Oh, gosh. You're not leaving this table. Thank you for the gift of money.
You're not leaving this table.
I will be using it for my education.
Right, exactly. You know, but yeah, that's important. It's important. So.
Yeah. Tina says, Irish Waters is my favorite course of all time because it's the only course I ever hit par on a hole, and I'm 57 years old. LOL.
You know, nothing better than making par.
Oh, man. You feel like
it's
you
want to. I got this
wait
game.
You can't wait to tee it up again the next hole.
I can play this game. Yeah, I get that. Oh, I don't even get that once again.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a.
That's a cool feeling, man.
Hey, like, I got to tell you something, though, Jim. I kind of enjoyed that pickleball the other day in Oshkosh.
You're good.
I don't know about good, but
I know you were volleying. That volley you went with the pro was, I don't know, 20?
Well, once I chased Peter out of there. Jeez Louise.
All right, give me somebody I can play.
Was I
kind of embarrassed the guy. I know, I was very nice of him. So Peter's out there. He's kind of playing.
Peter, our sales guy.
Yeah, and good guy. Just, you know.
Try hard.
He tried hard. Didn't play a lot of tennis in his life. And I think it was the first time he picked up a racket. Not a racket ball. Yeah. A pickleball court. And John's playing, and John just, hey, get me somebody else that can play.
Somebody else step in. Go, Peter, get it. Go ahead. Go.
But that guy that you played was really good.
That is such a nice place. Pickles and Bags.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you're looking for a corporate office, family reunion.
VIP room, bar, just
a beautiful
music.
Bar.
Yeah.
It'd be a great bar in itself.
Just, right.
You got to check that place out in Oshkosh. Congress Street, right? Was it Congress Street?
Oregon, right?
Oregon.
No, you were on Oregon. It's Congress.
Okay. Really great we'll place. All right, quick break. Back in.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And welcome to Valley Focus. My name is Todd Michaels, along with new Wisco Bureau Chief Lisa Hale and Valley Focus. And we've got another great guest in the studio here at WISS.
Absolutely. Andy Linton is the Executive Director of VenueWorks Oshkosh, correct?
Correct.
And I'm so glad to have you here today because VenueWorks took over an embattled arena. Bless you guys' heart. You've had to come in and just deal with, you know, there was bankruptcy issues, there was cleaning issues, there was, facility issues. But you've managed to turn it all around, and now we're starting to see a lot of activity happening.
Yes, a lot of fruit from the labors right now.
That's a good way to put it, the fruit from the labors. So tell me some of the stuff that VenueWorks has coming to Oshkosh here, say, this summer.
This summer, we started off with our Oshkosh Funniest Comedian. We got together as a group and decided to do this little venture, and so far it's been pretty good. We've had great feedback with a lot of people wanting to come in and be comedians and perform on this stage. You know, our big finale is in September. We have headliner Josh Blue coming in for that.
I was just going to ask you about him coming in because Josh is a comedian who is a little bit different. He deals with a disability, but he is one of our favorites. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, he's really good. And he's also going to be judging the finale. So, you know, each winner for the next four events that we have, they're going to be competing in September. And, you know, hopefully we walk away with the very first Oshkosh Funniest Comedian for the, and this is something that we're planning on trying to do every year. So keep it going.
So how does this work? Every month or so, I guess, you guys have a different heat, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Preliminary.
So a bunch of comedians come in, they do their 5 to 10 minutes, make us laugh, and people vote on who's the best.
Yeah, we have the people's choice, and then we have a panel of judges that judge it, and then they come up with the winner. You know, it was overwhelming response with the number of comedians that, you know, got with us and wanted to do this. And then, you know, we teamed up with Laughable Productions. Ben Giles from Laughable is awesome to work with. He does a lot of the comedian stuff. So he's doing a great job with that end. I think at first, you know, we were lucky. We were thinking 4 or 5 a night. You know, the first one we had 8. Mm-hmm. I think the next two we have 12.
Wow.
So and they were all hilarious. They were really good comedians.
I think what's interesting is there are some venues in the Valley in Green Bay for comedy, but this really kind of puts a spotlight for us here in the southern part of the Valley. And maybe there's not a lot of venues for comedians, so you're actually giving a stage to these folks.
Yeah, we did. We set up the arena. You know, when we originally started, we thought maybe I would just do it in the pub, but it got kind of big, so we took it down to the floor and created our own little stage. And it was fun. It was intimate. It was still nice venue and everybody had a great time. So
that people was good. Can still get tickets for the preliminary heats, right?
Yes. Yes. All the way up until doors. We actually will sell them all the way up to the doors.
Excellent. So that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this summer. Yeah. What are some of the other things you have coming in?
A couple of the other things. I mean, we still have another Fox City Roller Derby show coming in.
I love it. That is so fun.
That is a great little contest. Them guys will get out there and they beat each other up. And you know, I would love to see a lot more attendance for that. It's good, clean fun, and it's family oriented. So we really like that. And they do a lot of that for charity. So it's definitely something to, you know, support if you ain't got nothing to do, to come on out and check it out. Another thing, we're actually the rain plan for the Oshkosh Pride this year. You know, they're
thank you for doing that, by the way, because that's a situation whenever you've got a summer event and it's outdoors, you don't know how it's going to go.
Well,
you know?
They came to me and said, hey, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I mean, so obviously we're the rain plan and we look forward to having them. Not that I'm praying for rain, but, you know, we're there in case they need us. Mm-hmm. We'll handle everything there. You know, a new event that we have coming in here is the INB International Boxing. A guy named Skylar Thompson, great promoter. He does a lot of stuff up at Riverside and different places throughout the country. He's coming in here on August 23rd. That's going to be a pretty... I don't know all the boxers yet, but I do know that there's 5 or 6 bouts that night. So that ought to be a good show that night as well.
I'm just, as a community member, as somebody who lives and works here, it's exciting to see that place be vibrant and have the type of activities, the comedy, all the different events that you have going on down there, whether it is basketball, whether it's roller derby or whatever. It's a varied bit of events that you guys have there, and it's good to see it thrive. It was concerning, I think, driving past it and seeing nothing going on there for so long except the herd games. Mm-hmm. Now you can barely drive by on a given weekend or whatever and something not be going on.
You know, part of my background, I was an executive chef. I came up through the arena business through the kitchen. And, you know, one of the things that we're doing now, we're actually doing banquets. We do plenty of banquets on the floor. I can do up to 500-600 people on the floor. So if you're looking to have a company Christmas party and you know there's not a big enough spot, by all means come on down, we'll hook you up. We just had the Wisconsin State arm wrestling tournament.
We had them on the show. That was fun. Thanks Andy for coming in, appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, and you know, thanks for the support. We really do appreciate it.
Let us know how we can help you guys promote too, because if there's a barbecue or there's arm wrestling, you know, we'll get Mino and the mayor involved and everything will fall to pieces.
And if it's a barbecue, I will get involved in it just to eat.
Executive Director of Venue Works Oshkosh, Andy Linton, this morning on Valley Focus. More Mino and the Mayor coming up in just a bit.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump is back in Washington, having left the G7 summit in Canada early due to the Israel-Iran fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president said he wasn't aiming for a ceasefire, but for a permanent end or for Iran giving up. He urged people to evacuate Tehran. Also on the plane, Mr. Trump was asked if he plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the deadly shootings of state lawmakers.
I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital of the war happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the two doctors accused in the overdose death of Friends TV star Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. This is ABC News.